Welcome to St. Augustine this evening, the Mike Davis Show. We wish that our comrade in arms, Davey, was well, but he is recovering from the Blevins bomb. We expect him to be better sometime next week. Davey, take the entire week off. Trust me, even if you feel better.
Davey has a big event this weekend. He can't take the whole week off.
Take the week off and prepare for the event.
He has Love Your Mother.
You know they're going to have to redo the outfit for him.
Because those
outfits are no longer going to fit Davey. Davey has a major problem.
Yes.
With that.
Davey has lots of problems.
Yes.
There's a stomach bug going around, guys, and it's bad. I had it. Davey's had it now. It's bad.
It's called the Oprah Winfrey.
Oh.
Because if you get it, you lose as much weight as Oprah did.
You lose a lot of weight.
You lose a lot of weight.
In a really unpleasant way.
It's not recommended. Do not recommend it in any way, shape, or form.
0 out of 10.
No, we do not.
Hey, Bobby's first in the comments.
Yep.
Bobby, my man.
Yep. And Tim is watching. Tim, as a reminder of yesterday.
Taylor Swift.
That's two for you right there, buddy.
Cheers.
All right. Solomon Services, they always do an amazing job all year long. But during the summer, they've got all kinds of sports programs to get your kids in shape for their next sporting season. So whether it's middle school, 4 to 5 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or high school, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or college, 8 to 9 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you can go ahead and get in much better shape for your season. You can get your kids ready to go. It is such an essential part. When I was a kid, we just went out and played.
Yes.
Look where that got me. I'm
surgeries.
Here. I know. I'm here, and I never made it to college. But today, these kids are constant. I did participate in college. It's not the sport I played in high school. That these kids today, if you want to get in great shape, Solomon Services, go check them out. They're amazing. They'll do a wonderful job getting your kids in better shape, put a little bit of weight on if they need that for the next season. A lot of confidence whenever you feel like you're just stronger. So Solomon Services.
Absolutely. And we are heading closer and closer to hurricane season every single day. So you need to get your roof in order. A to Z offers free estimates, and they have been serving St. Johns County over 20 years in the construction industry. They offer painted metal roofs for saltwater area homes with warranties for up to 25 years. They also offer shingle roofs with warranties for up to 50 years. They install tile roofing, cedar shake shingles, designer roofing, and flat roof coverings. Recent job photos with material descriptions can be seen at AtoZRoofingAndWaterproofing.com. Chuck McCone and his team will make sure that your roof is shorn up tight for hurricane season. Hebert Kresge & Associates, they are a full-service local CPA firm with a team of skilled professionals dedicated to providing top-level local service in the areas of tax compliance and planning for businesses, individuals, estates, and trusts. They do audits, reviews, and other accounting services, business valuations, forensic analysis, and litigation support. You can reach them at 904-460-0747 or online at HebertKreskeCPA.com.
All right, Land Title of America, whether you realize it or not, when you refinance the sale or purchase of a home, there's a title company involved. Don't get stuck with some out-of-town title company who doesn't give a crap when you're faced with challenges. Stay local and choose Land Title of America. Just text or call Stephen Collins, 904-501-4481. He specializes in all types of real estate transactions. Land Title, your local title company, insuring America's land one title at a time because
they give a crap.
Yes, they do.
I remembered what I was supposed
to
do.
They give a crap. Every once in a while, you chime in at the appropriate time, for which I am grateful.
Yes.
All right, the Bozard Ford community update page. Bobby wanted to know if Davey is going to miss the cabbage, potato, and bacon festival in Hastings. I would recommend he stay away from the cabbage. Easy
no
on the cabbage,
vegetables
Davey.
For you,
yes,
sir.
Yes, Davey, be very cautious of that, my friend. Do not get hung up there. So we've got the Blueberry Festival in Bostwick's this weekend. We have Task Force Hydro One's second Grand Luau. May 11th. It's coming quick, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yes, you do have tickets.
Yay!
On May 11th.
I
and
love
on
it.
May 4th is the Derby Day Charity Gala hosted by the Marsh Creek Women's Association. And there is.
Do you have to wear a hat?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Troy will be renting hats that day. If anybody needs a hat, call
Troy. It's a side hustle.
It is a side hustle for Troy. Yes. I will tell you, most of your heads will be too big to fit in the hats that Troy has.
Really?
Yes. I know he's got a huge ego, but he's got a very, yes. Mm, all right. I've heard it's very small. Smallest head ever imagined.
No comment.
That's what I heard. Stay away from there. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is also doing a Back Bay flooding workshop. I wanted to go, but tonight is the 24th.
Uh-huh.
And from 6 to 8 p.m., it's at the Willie Gallimore Center. But yes. I have one of my utes, one of my children, and his girlfriend mm-hmm. are coming over for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
So I am more than likely going to miss it, which I'm tragic. Very upset. I will have to call somebody at the city mm-hmm. and beg them as an influential member of the media to send me what was discussed.
Nice.
I will do my best to try to get that resolved.
Fantastic.
And then I'm looking at the Jackie Herd calendar today. Today was Administrative Professionals Day.
Oh, yeah?
Formerly in a sexist world known as Secretary's
Day. Secretary's yes. Day.
Yes. And do you know what I did not do for my secretary today?
What?
Recognize her as administrative professional.
Oh, no.
I know. So tomorrow will be double duty. Yes.
Yes.
I feel like a married man who forgot an anniversary.
And need to bake some
or
cookies.
Or a birthday. Yes.
So you're going to need to do.
We're going to have to do a big spread of food and other stuff.
Friday.
Well, Thursday? Maybe not Friday. I had lunch every day this week at work schedule. Yeah. I did miss this week because one of the people had a sinus infection. I couldn't make it. They're like, hey, can we just do it again later? I'm like, yes, I do not want to be around anybody sick. No problem. No worries.
Yeah.
So we were really good with that. So
that's good. So yep. Davey is doing better. We did get word that he is on the mend. He's doing much better. He definitely was on the ultra fast weight loss plan with this horrible virus. It stinks and I hate it. So I'm glad that he is in a much better way and he can get stronger and better for Love Your Mother, because that is very important to him. It's the final Love Your Mother.
Is he trying to get first place in this one?
He's the MC.
Is he trying to get first place? I'm just asking.
He's already first place. He's the MC. He's got a mic. All right.
Okay.
Yep. He with the mic has the power.
He is going to have fun. I have something. That's Saturday night. I have a dinner to go to Saturday.
Yes.
So, yes.
Well, you sponsored Love Your Mother.
I know, but I do not schedule
You're
my
double
weekend.
Booked man.
You will have to tell my my boss, mm-hmm. my wife, Darcy, that yes, I am not going to make a dinner with a bunch of friends.
So. I've had a lot of husbands tell me they had to confer with the boss lady today.
It's true. Those of us that wish to remain gainfully employed.
And it wasn't my husband.
If we wish to remain gainfully employed, that is the attitude we better have.
Yes.
Otherwise, we will not be employed. Mm-hmm. We will be unemployed.
And then I've had other people's bosses reach out to me to coordinate their evenings with my help. So, yeah, it's been a busy day. I've had lots of texts, lots of phone calls today. It's been busy.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it'll be, I think this weekend's going to be crazy. There's a lot of people in town already. Mm-hmm. Last weekend was very, very busy, mostly, I think, because of Billy Strings.
Yeah.
And I talked to a lot of people that went to that concert, and they had an amazing time. I mean, he comes pretty much every year. Widespread Panic comes every year for multiple days. Hats off to both of those groups because they sell out every single time.
Oh, Widespread Panic, they have a huge following, man.
Yes.
My husband worked at Mellow Mushroom, and the owners of Mellow Mushroom are friends with the Widespread Panic guys. Mm-hmm. And so they would coordinate special events. Mellow Mushroom would cater for the band, and the band would come and hang out at Mellow Mushroom. Like, it was a whole thing. And so it was always Widespread. It was... You would get it on the calendar. Widespread Panic Week.
Yep.
Nobody could take vacation during Widespread Panic Week.
No vacations.
No vacations, because all hands on deck. Got to make sure Widespread Panic Week
Got to make pizza for the Widespread Panic people. So, It's interesting because the traffic pattern, you got to look at the, going home over the bridge. Usually this time of year, it's pretty easy traffic. But if there's a big concert and it starts at 7, you go through the downtown at 6:15. It's pretty
it's
crowded.
It's packed. Yeah,
it's packed, and you gotta strategically figure out how you're gonna make that work.
I'm under a month away for the concert that I'm taking my daughter to, and so we're working on strategy for that.
Are you gonna miss a day?
No, it's a Friday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't work Friday.
Yeah, we're good. So
we are good.
It works with my social schedule that we don't work Fridays.
It works for my social schedule too. I will be cutting the grass tomorrow night.
Yeah. So it'll be a Friday. I still have to figure out parking or whether someone's going to drive us. That's my last logistical hurdle I got to figure out here.
You'll get this.
I'll figure
it
out.
Do I need to give you a ride?
Maybe.
Let me know. Okay. Let me know. It's in the opposite direction, but let me know.
But the commute to the amphitheater is close for you.
Once you get to the amphitheater, I'm good. Yeah. If you can get to me, I can get you there and back.
Yeah.
No problem taking you to the end of the street and dropping you off. No, I'm just kidding. We usually walk. It's a nice. It's a nice walk. We enjoy the walk. It's a lot of fun. So
we're looking into buying parking or parking at the Davis's house.
Yeah, you can. I can get you.
Or Ubering.
You know where to park. Well, I'm not going to say it online because I'll tell you where to park.
Don't do that.
Yeah. All right. So Joe Biden.com continues to ask me for money.
Oh yeah.
Yep. You pay attention, comma Davis. Not my first name, just Davis.
And hey, Davis.
Here's the email. There's no reason to hide it. The truth is our campaign is trailing in the number of national and battleground state polls. Mm-hmm. To be clear, we lead in some, but we trail in others. And we need to acknowledge the very real possibility that Donald Trump could win this election. How can he win? You guys are going to have him behind bars.
Right? I mean, that's what
While we wish it didn't have to be this way, our ability to take the lead comes down to resources. Will we have the resources to win in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and other states across the country? So he's asking me for money again, admitting that, hey, we're in big time trouble because we're behind in some of the polls.
Yeah. Well, you know who hasn't asked you for money yet today?
No, I don't have any, Amanda.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is not. I'm not giving Taylor any money.
I got you, Jim.
I am not giving her any money. I refuse to give her any money.
Yeah, I wish that was my story.
No. It's interesting. I'm going to apparently get peppered with 4 emails a day from now until November something. And I guess it's a 6 or 7, whatever the election
Maybe
day
he'll
is.
Forget about you. He forgets about everything
else. No. He did tell people to basically applause again today.
Yeah.
He was reading the teleprompter and he was supposed to wait until someone yelled 4 more years in the audience. And so he yelled 4 more years in the middle of a sentence.
Right on.
And it was like, oh my gosh, please don't do that. But he did it. So he just couldn't help
Tim will give me money. Thanks, Tim.
Damn.
You know why? Because Taylor Swift loves him.
Because Taylor Swift loves him. Yes.
Didn't Joe Biden, I heard, did the sign of the cross about abortion? Is that a thing? That's what I heard. People were angry.
He's rough.
I don't know. Yeah. At this point, there's only so much you can hold him accountable for. I don't think that he's within full control of his capabilities.
He's the first president not to do an interview with the New York Times in 60 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Well, and believe me, you should not be afraid
of
the New York
Times. That's twofold.
If I'm a Democrat, a New York Times interview is the biggest puff piece you can possibly get.
Yeah.
If you're a Republican having an interview done by that, you better bring your tax returns. You better bring your third grade teacher to tell everyone that you were not a mean person at that age. You better bring your aunts and uncles to tell them that you didn't do mean things to them because they're going to go into a deep dive on you. But if you're a Democrat, pretty much softball questions.
Yeah, I hear your interview goes better with the New York Times as a Republican if you just go ahead and show up with your colonoscopy results.
Yes,
they don't have to
it
go
does. So it actually does. If you show up with your colonoscopy results, it is better for you.
Joe Biden has a stomach bug of the brain. Maybe.
Tim, you're on to something.
He's getting blasted for being a bad Catholic today, though.
There are a lot of Catholic bishops that have been blasting him all week long.
It's
over several issues.
Yeah.
One of them being the one we never really want to talk about here.
Yes.
But he's been blasted for that. One of the bishops said that, he wasn't mad. I can't remember what the comment was. He wasn't mad at him. He was just disappointed. He was disappointed, not because he wasn't intelligent, because he was stupid or something. You're like, really? You did just now click? That just now hit you just gave, now realize?
He gave the dad answer. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm disappointed because he's stupid. Davey Hartzell is here.
He's in the house. Everyone give him love in the comments, y'all. Yep.
Give Davey some love and please don't mention food. Let's not do that to Davey.
No.
Yeah.
We talked about what I wanted. What I wanted when I was coming out of it was ice cream and Coca-Cola, ice cold Coca-Cola.
I'm not a big Coca-Cola drinker, but when you have an upset stomach,
when you have an upset stomach, it's good.
It's not really bad. It's really good. I mean, and then
my husband's ginger ale though, and so he had ginger ale. The kids like ginger ale when they're their stomachs are upset. And so we had that in the house. And that just didn't hit the same way that an ice cold Coca-Cola does when you've had a really bad GI week.
No, no. Pizza. Davey's going hardcore. He went straight into pizza.
Right on, dude.
He's going
hair
right
of the
into
dog.
Ooh, okay, Davey.
I mean, everybody's got their temptations. Yeah, I wanted something cold.
I got you. If I have an upset stomach, sometimes I just run through McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, this should take care of it.
Well, that's one of those, if you have a grumbly tumbly and you just want to, like, accelerate the whole process so you can get on the other side. That's a Taco Bell for me.
Taco Bell is another one, although I still have heard a lot. If you eat a lot of spicy food, you have less upset stomachs.
Yeah.
Because your stomach kind of is like, okay, we can deal with that. We'll deal with anything.
Yeah. I almost never have a stomach bug, so maybe there's something to that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big spicy. I like.
I love spicy food.
I love daddle. I love daddle on about everything.
My favorite spice right now, spice blend, is tagine. It's a chili lime spice blend out of Mexico.
Okay.
I love it.
Cool.
It's so good. Put it on my eggs in the morning. All it's the great.
Eggs. All right. Do you have any other news out there?
The you got any?
Because I have a story which I find to be
hit me up.
So this story was it's been all over the place. It's talking about AI and how AI can determine whether you're a Democrat or Republican. This has to be the easiest thing for human beings to have asked AI,
yeah.
Right? Because if you have a colored hair. And you're under the age of 60, right? Because blue hair over 60 is a different thing. But if you have that, then obviously there's a 99.9% chance you're going to be a Democrat.
They're called fashion colors.
You're going to be a Democrat.
If you have a fashion color.
Yes.
Then, I feel like there's an age range to that. I feel like if you have a fashion color and you're under 60, but you're over the age of maybe 16, then I would say you definitely lean left. I know a ton of Christian conservative kids whose parents just don't care about temporary hair color. And so, I mean, my kids have run around with turquoise hair and they definitely lean conservative at this point.
I would think if AI knew you were from a rural area and you were white, they're going to pretty much claim that you're a Republican.
They will.
They're going to go, that's okay. If you show up in Carhartt and you have a good tan, outside, no?
Not anymore.
Is Carhartt lost?
Carhartt went woke during Big C virus, and they required, they required that medical intervention that people were requiring. And so a ton of conservatives swore off Carhartt.
Well, it was nice while it lasted.
It
was good while it lasted. I'm sorry that it's over before it began for me. I don't have
persona
a lot,
non grata.
I got a bunch of other, years. I'm not a Carhartt guy, but I was just trying to figure out like a farmer's clothes, I would guess. Overalls.
Bobby says gray is a color.
Gray is a color. Yes. It is a color, Bobby.
That's why I said fashion color.
I have
gray. Gray is also a fashion color these days.
But I would think if you had a bunch of nose rings. If you had eyebrow piercings, I'm pretty sure AI is going to lump you into one category.
How do we feel about all of the nose piercings? Because nose piercings have always kind of been like, they've always been there, at least in my experience coming to age, like a nose piercing wasn't that big of a deal, but it was just one. And now you've got like three, and some people even connect them with chains. Like, it's wild. What are we doing to our noses these days, people?
We're scribbling.
It's a lot.
We're scribbling. I don't judge people. If you want to wear that, you're right. I don't care.
Do your thing.
But like, if I'm in a high tense situation and somebody comes in and they have all these nose appears, I'm like, okay, my anxiety level just went up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, this is going to be worse. Like, if I'm in a hospital and all of a sudden a nurse comes in like that, I'm like, I am so screwed. I'm in the wrong hospital, right?
There's just...
If I'm in a bar fight and a guy comes up to me and says, hey, I'm here to help you, and they have all... I'm like, we are so winning. We've got this.
I'm a pragmatist, right? So, like, I never got my... eyebrows pierced because mine are very asymmetrical and I didn't want to draw attention to it. And I never got my nose pierced. I mean, I got other things pierced, but I never got my nose pierced because, like, boogers are a thing and I don't need boogers on my jewelry. It's just, I don't need that whole process.
Follow-up questions I'll never ask.
What do you mean?
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's interesting that all of a sudden we're worried about can AI figure out whether you're happy with
it, Kaylee. I just like, I boogers and the piercing, that just, it kept me from getting that one pierced.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't pull the trigger on a nose piercing.
Yeah.
I had my belly button piercing face, but I couldn't pull the trigger on the nose.
Did you have a belly button piercing while being a dolphin trainer?
Mm-hmm.
That just seems like in a wetsuit, that would be uncomfortable as all get out.
No, you're wearing a bathing suit. We had a one-piece bathing suit with it. Yep. I mean, wetsuits zip in the back, so it wasn't a problem. It lays flat.
And then somebody tell me how many ear piercings is acceptable.
There's not a number anymore.
There's not. Just, I mean, you're like, people had like one and you're like, okay. And then they had two and you're like, all right, cool. Then you see somebody with like 12 and you're like, ouch.
Keely's got the ring. Do you have the ring in the septum or do you have it in the side? I don't mind it in the side as much. I think that can be actually really pretty depending on your nose shape. Like the septum, I'm not a fan of. Is it? I don't know. That's just me though. Side. Nice.
Side. Okay. I think if you want to express yourself.
Do it.
My husband
had facial piercings as well before I met
him. What?
Yeah.
That conservative young man?
He was not a conservative when I met him.
But he was coachable.
He got more conservative the more money he made and the more people that he could list as dependents.
He was coachable. I saw.
The government browbeat him into a more conservative position. Yes. As is wont to happen.
Yes.
I have highlights, only piercings, proud Republican. I mean, I think that there's an age where it starts getting muddied as far as like piercings, tattoos, fashion colors in your hair, because people my age and younger, you can't just look at someone and
but isn't spot that them. Like an 80-year-old woman wearing like a jeans miniskirt? I'm like, yeah, that's way you.
That depends on the 80-year-old woman.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I've seen some foxy older ladies that can get away with some stuff.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
I'm not judging. I was just asking.
I mean, it's a whole thing. If you can do it, do it. I mean, respect.
Because trust me, the older you get as a guy
mm-hmm.
and the more overweight you get as a guy, the less you should wear a wife beater.
Depends on what look you're going for.
Depends if you're
Are you going fit. Brooks Brothers or are you going Cops? Depends on the look you're going for.
Just doesn't. It just gets worse and worse. So I look at that and I go, no, don't do that.
Definitely, I think.
And I think there's also an age limit for jeans in a guy.
Yeah.
I think when you get to, like, unless you're a cowboy on the ranch, physically working every single day, or a rancher, right?
You're covered.
You're okay. But if you're, like, in a city and you're trying to look cool and you're 85 years old in a pair of jeans, like, it just doesn't, I don't think it looks as good.
Yeah.
Khakis. Yeah. Dark black pants, whatever, any of those things.
I agree with Keely. Like, I'm going to wear what I'm going to wear and you can like it or lump it. I really don't care. I just never was into, I was too lazy to dye my hair. It was a lot of upkeep. So the only thing I ever did with my hair was I permed it. That was the only chemical process I ever did on my hair. So, I mean, we'll see. As I get older, if I decide I don't want to go gray, then maybe I'll color it. I don't know.
Davey's having a heart attack.
Yes.
They were having a fashion conversation without him.
Yeah.
This is bothering Davey. Davey, yesterday was an entire Taylor Swift show. Tim, have another drink. Without you.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't.
Susan Johnson, if you like it, wear it.
I agree. Like, I don't know what trends are because I don't care.
I'm with Keely.
Of course,
I never really cared about what. If you'd seen what I wore all throughout my life, like, yeah, he really doesn't care what people think.
Mr. Brooks Brothers?
No, absolutely not.
Bobby says jeans are his sole choice of pants.
Yeah, but Bobby's only 55. Bobby's not that old. Bobby, we do take donations.
What would Bobby Giles' ad read be?
We do take donations. It would be something about the Wolf Pack.
Yes.
And a recruitment for the Air Force. Yes.
Uh-huh.
With the Air Force.
Yeah.
100%. And
go ahead, Bobby. Give us your ad read.
He would be highlighting and supporting SurfQuest.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, do we read you pretty well on that?
Maybe.
I think we're 3 for 3 on that. So. Yeah, so anyway, yeah. I think that. I know this.
So AI is going to go on fashion choices. What else do you think AI is going to go on to?
Well, I think fashion choices, I think facial appearances is another. I mean, if you put a picture of me in there, it's a 99% chance it's going to show up as a Republican. If you put a picture of Troy in there, it's probably going to show up as a Democrat.
Interesting.
It probably is.
So the AI hat, is going to...
The wild shirt.
We've been told not to generalize, and we've been told not to make assumptions based on people's appearance for forever. You're suggesting that AI is going to go 180 and do the exact opposite?
Oh, heck yeah. 100%. It's not going to have anything to do with the distance between your eyes. It's not going to have anything to do with the size of your nose. It's going to have to do with all those other things.
Interesting.
So, human beings are programming AI. Human beings are taking those generalizations and putting them into the AI program. Mm-hmm. Or they're omitting them from the AI program, which is making it faulty. And as much as everyone in Davey especially said, oh my gosh, you guys are generalizing. If you don't generalize, if you're walking down the street and you see somebody, you go, okay, that person looks safe or that person doesn't look safe. I don't know what you're doing every day. I mean, you're making generalizations every single day.
We're not supposed to talk about it though.
I'll just get over it. It happens every day. Everybody does
it.
I'm not saying it's right. And most of the time we're probably wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've stood next to somebody in a line and went, well, this guy will be really interesting to talk to. And I was completely wrong. I've stood in line. I thought this person will never talk to me. And sure enough, we had a great 30-minute conversation while waiting on something. And I was like, man, I was really glad I reached out to that person. So yeah, I mean, you can be wrong. Davey,
people
never.
People that
say they never generalize, always generalize.
People assume that I'm going to be uninteresting all the time. And they're correct. I am uninteresting.
And that's the end of our interesting segment today. Yes. You're right.
Mm-mm. Oh, come on.
Listen, I just
don't like that the search feature on Facebook got replaced with a stupid AI, ask AI BS.
Barbara Jean, are they still bell bottom?
So
are they still bell bottom jeans? Grew up in the 60s.
I haven't seen her in bell bottom jeans, but that doesn't mean she doesn't have them.
I bet at one time she had a killer pair.
Yeah.
That she wore to concerts.
I bet she did.
I bet she did.
I've seen some pictures of her in bell bottoms.
Yep, I will bet you.
When she was wearing pants.
Yes. All right. You want to go to, we kind of did that story yesterday. We'll leave that.
All right.
Walmart.
Walmart.
Walmart store.
I have to go to Walmart after this.
The biggest retailer in the world, Walmart, begins nixing self-checkout and returning to traditional lanes.
Well, because turns out people are pretty good at cheating computers.
Well, that's a generalization.
Yes, it is. People are good at cheating computers.
I've had to do self-checkouts at different places. Mm-hmm. And so it's only honesty at times. Because if you scan it across and it doesn't beep, you could just throw it in the thing and go, I was scanning it. I mean, it doesn't. I can see 8 million ways to cheat that. And I'm not somebody trying to cheat it. I'm just like, there's every way I can get around this.
So I do Christmas Village every year in the winter. And they need mechanical timers. And most timers are light sensor timers. And that's the employee discount, Keely.
Keely is on fire today.
So I had to, my mechanical timer died when I was setting up the Christmas Village a couple of years back. And I had to run to Walmart because it was the only place I was open. Mm-hmm. And I find the mechanical timer that I need with the number of plugs that I need. Fantastic. I walk out the store with it. I get home. Someone had replaced the expensive timer that was supposed to be in the box was some cheapo, stupid timer, and they had just stolen the one that was supposed to be there. So then I had to go back at night at like 10:30 at night and return the stupid thing and actually get the right one. I'm like, you know, you're going to steal from Walmart. Like, I don't agree with it, but like, that's you against Walmart. But now you've just screwed me, like, punk. Oh, so mad. Don't inconvenience me also.
I would never.
If you're going to steal from a company, that's between you and Jesus. Don't make it my problem is what I'm saying.
Walmart said that they were returning to, they were going to replace kiosks with staff checkout lines, which will give our associates the chance to provide a more personalized and efficient service. I'm reading between the lines where it says honest service.
Well, it turns out forcing untrained humans with their own profit motive to do the work of your employees might not work for your bottom line. Because they also got rid of the greeters for a while, but then they had to bring back the greeters because theft was increasing. And so they're supposed to check your receipt. If it's not bagged, they're supposed to check your receipt. And so now they're getting rid of those expensive machines.
Here we go. Let's do this one. We've decided to remove the self-checkout lanes and replace them with staffed lanes at select locations, a spokesperson for Walmart said.
What select locations?
The decision was based on several factors, including feedback from our associates and customers, shopping patterns, and business needs in the area, like the business need of Walmart to make an exorbitant amount of profit.
Well, I want to know where these stores are. I want to know what locations they're replacing self-checkout with staff.
Let's be polite.
Tim
and all the rest of you guys, Davey, get on them for generalizing. They're generalizing, Davey. maybe it's just areas where people have a harder time understanding technology.
Yes.
If you let Joe Biden work the kiosk, so there's West Palm no Beach, way he's going to work
you're
the kiosk.
You're suggesting it's West Palm Beach?
It could very well be. It could very well be. The rich always get richer, they say.
That's what they say.
Yes. I'm trying to keep you guys from going down the rabbit hole of generalization. Davey's already mad. We talked fashion without him today. We're generalizing without him today.
I was telling my husband, like, can you believe that people will, like, steal the stickers, the UPC sticker off of one thing and replace it so that they scan it cheaper? And he's like, duh. And I felt, I guess I'm naive. It never would have occurred to me to swap the stickers.
I will not name any names. But I had a friend who had a retail business and he used Walmart as his shipping and as his storage center. So if there was an item that he wanted, he would go out there and buy all the things from the Walmart thing, but then take the code off or leave just one, take the code off of the thing, the UPC code, right? Because they have to scan that to know what goes back in that hole.
Yeah.
Right. All but one, so they wouldn't order any new ones, buy them, and then whenever he had sold them at his store, he would go back, put the UPC code where it was supposed to be. They'd scan that it was empty, and then they would order new ones for him. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was absolutely brilliant using Walmart. I mean, Walmart sold them to him, so Walmart made money.
Yeah.
But if somebody wanted them, the only place they could find them was his store.
Because he cleared them out.
Because he cleared Walmart out. And nobody at Walmart, which is a huge with, you know, thousands upon thousands of options of things to purchase, is paying enough attention to the one small segment of the market that he was trying to serve. That's awesome.
That's a strategy.
I think it's a bold cotton strategy. I think it worked out rather
well. Bold strategy cotton.
Bold strategy.
Yep. I'm dyslexic.
Let's see if it works.
Well, I mean, I guess it worked for him.
I think it worked for him. I think it really, truly worked for him. All right, I want to know.
Walmart gets things on consignment. They don't buy the things that are in the store.
I get that.
Yeah, but all they their sell vendors.
Them. I get it, but he was just using them as their shipping and storage.
So the vendors that deliver things to Walmart, they don't make any money until you buy it. And so it's not Walmart's bottom line that's getting hurt if you steal from them. It's the vendors. I'm assuming vendors are refusing to stock things in certain Walmart stores.
I don't know.
There must be some then, because Walmart has worked a deal where they don't have to out of pocket for what they're selling.
Okay. Yeah, they do. And there's a whole bunch of people who thought they had a great deal with Walmart only to find out they had to go and pick up everything that wasn't sold at the thousands of stores that they shipped it to.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Walmart doesn't deal with that. You got to go get it if you don't sell it.
Yeah, you have to go get it.
Yeah. You got to go get it.
It's good to be the king.
I want to know the last movie that everybody went to.
The last movie that I went to?
In the theaters that everybody went to.
My last movie that I saw in the theater was Wonka.
Like the Wonka from the 70s?
No.
Or the Wonka from with Johnny Depp?
No.
Or the new Wonka?
The Timothy Chalamet, Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Who was in
Wonka.
Dune?
Yes.
That guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
That's not too far ago.
Well, that's
too
funny
far back.
Because
that's Christmas break.
Dune is the last time I went to a movie. Dune, the second half of Dune, same guy. Keeler's the Monkey Man. Because I'm watching.
What is Monkey Man?
It's an action thriller.
I don't even know.
It's an action thriller.
All right.
Think Steven Seagal. Think all of those Chuck Norris back in the early days.
Jordan Peele.
Bobby, Independence Day at the Mall. We were probably in the same theater at the same time, Bobby.
I saw that in the theater twice.
We were probably there. I'm
interested in Fall Guy, though. Yep. I want to see, or Fall Man, Fall Guy. I don't know. The new Emily Blunt, Ryan Gosling movie. That looks funny.
That does actually look decent.
Yeah.
Argyle also looked decent. I just never made it to the theater to see Argyle. Yeah. There's just certain ones, and I wanted to see
The Ungentlemanly Warfare.
I did want to go see that, too. Yeah. And then when he popped off, I'm like, I'll just wait.
Come on, Alan.
I'll just wait. Shut your mouth, dude.
Just shut your mouth.
I mean, keep it up, and I won't watch Reacher when it comes out on the first night. I'll just wait a day.
You got to wait a week. Is it Bureau of Ungentlemanly Warfare?
I think it is the Bureau of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And I really wanted to see that movie, but now I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Which means I probably will only have to wait about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because then they release it all the time.
Yep.
Mission Impossible, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
25 years ago. Susan, it's probably, I know how old Pete is. It was probably 45 years ago.
Legend of Bagger Vance, that was a disappointment to me. I was thinking that was going to be really good. And that was kind of a... I didn't enjoy it as much as I
think
you
either love that movie or you just were like disappointed by it. It was, and I wanted to like it as well.
I like a slow movie with beautiful cinematography, but
I like one that keeps me awake during that too. Yeah.
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 That's funny. There's two Will Smith movies on here.
Mm-hmm.
I think... That might have been the last time I watched a Mission Impossible movie too, Susan. I'm trying to think. I think I saw the first one with Tom Cruise. I don't think I ever watched another one.
So I saw the first one and I liked it a little bit. I didn't like what they did to some of the old time characters from the series and how they changed them. One of them became bad. And then the second one was just so over the top. I didn't watch like 3, 4, or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched like 6 or 7. I'm like, okay, I can watch these again.
How many are there now?
I think there's 17 or 18. No, there's a lot. And they're doing a 2-part series now where they just lost one of the actresses. Or maybe not. Everyone thinks she's gone.
The last Mission Impossible I was interested in was the one that had Henry Cavill in it.
He was a bad guy.
I don't know why.
He was a bad guy.
I don't care. I don't care.
He's bad. And Alec,
I'm not going to date him.
Here's the thing. Alec Baldwin was a good guy.
That's never good.
That blew my mind. Superman was the bad guy and Alec Baldwin was the good guy.
Yeah.
Didn't know what to do with that.
There's an Alec Baldwin movie. Alec Baldwin and Anthony Hopkins. They're like trapped in the wilderness. The Edge. I watched that and... I was a high school girl, so it was kind of intense for me. I was like, but I want to see it again. I've heard really good things about it.
Yep.
I want to see it again now that I'm an adult. I've heard that it's an interesting story.
There's some movies I've seen that you watch as a kid, then you watch them later.
Mm-hmm.
Even like, I will say the Batman movie with the Joker, The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like that when I saw it in the theaters.
No.
And then it came on like TV and it was on all the time, mm-hmm. On cable. And I watched it again and I was like, okay, I get this now. I mean, but I didn't like it in the theater at all. I did not like the way it went. It ended any of those things. So
Kenny, stop Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, I think I saw that one in the theater also. I agree with you, Susan Johnson. I also don't like Tom Cruise. Keely mentions the new Beetlejuice. Are you excited about this? Did you enjoy the original?
I didn't like the first Beetlejuice.
No?
I did not like it.
That was the first time I ever heard the F word, and I didn't know what it was, and I said the F word because I was saying the line from that movie. And my parents handled it really well and were just like, yeah, that's not a line we want you to say again, rather than freaking out about the particular word. So I didn't clue off that it was a bad word. And so I just didn't say the line again, not realizing it. And then I was much older and I saw the movie again and I was like, oh, now I know why they don't want me to say it.
Now.
So it was 1988 that Beetlejuice came out and now they're coming back. I think it's cool that they're have Winona Ryder, they have Michael Keaton in it.
They're bringing all of them back too?
Well, they're not bringing, Alec Baldwin's not attached to it, neither is Gina Davis. But they do have, Catherine O'Hare is going to be in it. So I think that's interesting. I think it has promise. I just hope they don't, I'm always nervous when they bring back old movies. Like, please don't woke-ify my movies. Just let me have my movies. If you're going to tell
gonna
the story,
make a prediction.
Then tell the story.
I'm
going to
make a
great.
Prediction. We will like, be talking about why you're not going to the premiere weekend of that movie.
Because I'm a mom and I'm busy and I'm broke. That's why I'm not going to go to the premiere.
Yes.
But I mean, if it's not a garbage fire, then I'll probably end up seeing it. I don't like this image that I'm seeing here, though.
Did anybody besides Pete? No, Pete did not go. He boycotted Ghostbusters, the latest Ghostbusters.
I haven't seen anything since Ghostbusters 2.
I'm with you.
When this looks like Tim Curry. What is this picture? I'm not loving this picture. That's not Michael Keaton. That looks like Tim Curry.
When they redid the...
I don't like the eye makeup.
When they redid with the all-female cast, I was like, eh.
Yeah, 2016?
No, and then they came out with Paul Rudd, and I was like, I only like Paul Rudd when he's Ant-Man, so...
They removed the 2016 from the Ghostbusters anthology set.
They should have.
Well, so they got the people that were involved with 2016 got really mad about it, but they themselves said that it's not part of the same timeline. And so why would it need to be part of the box set? If it's a different timeline, then it's a different timeline. It's not part of the box
set. You guys wanted
to
stand on your own,
right?
Stand on your own.
Yeah. And that's
you asked for it. You got it.
It's like wishing to become a genie. You get everything that comes with it.
Young Guns was actually a good movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
I think I saw that
You
in
were
high
just
school.
A baby at the time when Young
I
Guns
think
came
I rented
out.
It in high school.
Young Guns was
pretty
good.
Because it was good. Like, oh, there's young
oh,
guys
Oh, there was a
hot.
Bunch of beefcake in that movie.
Yeah.
There was...
On that same note, I did not see Sling Bait for probably the same reason.
What's that?
lack of hot guys. No Sling Blade. I still haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that either.
It.
When it's one of Troy's favorite movies, I'm like, I don't know if I should ever see that. I mean, that's kind of like one of my problems. Troy, did you like that? That's one of my favorite movies. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I may need to boycott that one.
Rude.
Listen, I understand the things that he likes.
Uh-huh.
And he likes things that are, I want to give him, they're thought-provoking. And sometimes I don't want thought-provoking. I just want entertaining.
Yeah.
And so it's a different mindset of going to a movie and looking at that. So, yeah. I don't need 2 hours of thought provoking.
Yeah.
Like my only thought is the hero and the heroine going to make it past that next explosion? Because if they do, then I'm okay.
So thoughts on the movie, The Crow, they're remaking The Crow. And people did not like the concept art for his makeup.
I just seriously hope the guy lives.
The actor survives.
I just want the actor to survive this time.
Who is going
to
be the actor? Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
He has been.
He has. No, I
people
could do with
did
that.
Not like the initial images that came out of that.
Well, I think it's funny that Hollywood, when you got to think, when's the last time they had an original movie? Like, when's the last time Hollywood had an original idea that you went to and went, wow, this is really unique and really cool?
So a movie, can it be based on a book, but or just no?
You can base it on whatever. You just go, I think they did a unique job in telling that story. Mm. I know what it is for me. The last one I saw, and I went, wow, that was pretty good.
I don't know.
You think.
Okay.
Mine was The Matrix, the first Matrix.
All right.
I thought, this is really cool. This is a neat concept. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a revamped version of kind of like 1984.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a really cool way to present that. And I thought there were a lot of great lines and a lot of neat tie-ins with that. Mm-hmm. That's the last movie I went to in Hollywood. Wow, it was cool. Even the Matrix ones that followed, you're like, oh, here comes the bullets being stopped. Here comes this. It had been done once. So how do you do that again? So I thought that was one of the coolest movies.
I thought Meet Joe Black was an interesting concept. Mm-hmm. That's another Anthony Hopkins. It's got Brad Pitt in it. Brad Pitt ends up, he plays the character of death. And so Anthony Hopkins is this, you know, wealthy, accomplished man. Mm-hmm. And he's about to have his 65th birthday party is what they're planning. Maybe his 60th, and he starts having heart palpitations and starts hearing a voice. And then he meets death, and death wants a vacation. And he wants to see the world.
It's tough being death. You just see the same thing all the time in horrible ways.
Well, and everyone that you encounter is not happy to see you. Mm-hmm. And so he just wanted a holiday, sort of. And so he gives this man the opportunity of being his tour guide in the land of the living. And as long as he is amused and he's enjoying his tour, if you will, then Anthony Hopkins gets time to, you know, kind of wrap up his story and say goodbye to the people that he cares about. Mm-hmm. And so I think that they did a really interesting job in telling that story. I think they did a beautiful job. The cinematography is fantastic. A lot of people didn't really know how to process the movie. It's kind of a longer movie and it's slow, but there's just some beautiful ideas and concepts in that movie.
Yeah.
Troy, I think that's creative.
Troy was a big fan of that movie.
I really enjoyed that.
Was a big fan. Mm-hmm. Bobby mentioned Last of the Mohicans. I thought that was a very well done
movie. I enjoyed that movie.
I thought that was really, really good. I enjoyed
Daniel Day-Lewis under a waterfall.
I know.
That scene launched a thousand fantasies.
Do you need a minute?
Women all over the
world.
We're
going to give Amanda a minute with
Stay
Last
alive,
of the Mohicans.
No matter what occurs. Yeah.
Amanda's like, yes, I will. Wait for you. Done.
Wait for you forever. Dances with Wolves was really an interesting take on how they told that story as well.
I thought the cinematography was great. Mm-hmm. I thought the story was incredibly slow and boring. I thought the cinematography, and Kevin Costner's coming out with this Horizon movie. It's two movies back to back this summer. And I'm kind of like, man, if it's like Dances with Wolves, the cinematography should be amazing. Mm-hmm. But if it's like Dances with Wolves, I'm probably not going to like the story. So I'm really kind of curious where that goes. And by the way, now that he's done with that and it's all getting ready to go out, suddenly he might become available for Yellowstone.
Yeah,
suddenly I'm available for Yellowstone with the money you were talking about before.
Now we're going into the realm of soundtracks. Barbara Jean likes the Forrest Gump soundtrack. I got that. Remember those?
Great soundtrack.
What was it? BMI or whatever? And they would send out the flyers and for $20 you get like 50 CDs for a penny or whatever.
Yeah.
That's how I got the Forrest Gump soundtrack. It was the monthly CD once that my dad didn't send the card back in time to cancel.
And I know how old you are because you got CDs. I got cassettes.
Yeah.
Barbara Jean got 8-tracks.
Not of the Forrest Gump soundtrack.
Not of that, but that's, you could get an 8-track back in the day.
Yeah.
That's where it first started. They sold you 8-tracks.
Yes.
And then they said, oh, we can sell cassettes. Mm-hmm. And then they came up with a CD.
Yeah.
And then they went bankrupt because everybody had an iPod.
Shortly after, yes.
Shortly after that was the end of it.
I have the
Top
vinyl.
Gun soundtrack was awesome too.
Yeah, I had that on tape. Mm-hmm. I had that on tape.
There are a lot of songs that didn't make a lot of airtime in the movie that were really good on that soundtrack as well.
Yeah.
Harold Faltermeyer did a good job with the theme song.
Dirty Dancing is a fantastic soundtrack.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. Yep.
Don't Put Baby in the Corner.
That's not on the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. If you want to see Dirty Dancing version today, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. The Savannah Bananas. The Savannah Bananas are a baseball team.
Oh, yeah, the baseball team and, that did it.
Oh, no.
They did a fantastic
job. You're laughing
job.
At me. You're mocking me. You're making fun
the
of me.
The name
and now,
is hilarious.
Now
Savannah
you're like,
Bananas.
Oh, yeah, those guys are good.
Especially in context of Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a big leap.
No, it's really good. American Graffiti soundtrack was awesome as well.
I didn't watch that one.
That was really good. Harrison Ford got his big break.
Yeah.
Lucas was the director.
He was a hottie toddy
George
man.
George Lucas. Harrison and that's Ford. How he got his lead into
Han Solo.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Indiana Jones.
Because yes. George Lucas.
Because of George Lucas. Yeah. And I think they should take the last two or three Indiana Jones movies out of that box set too.
Yeah.
And just...
Mm-mm.
Yeah, not good.
Leave it at Last Crusade.
Not good.
That's the only box set I want.
Yeah, and I wasn't even... The second one wasn't great. First Indiana Jones was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Second one,
You didn't like Temple of Doom? That was the first one I saw.
Last Crusade was
I didn't
really
see
good.
Raiders of the Lost Ark until I was an adult.
Well, I'll play
I story. Started Indiana Jones watching Temple of Doom, and I love my parents, and they like heavily monitored what I watched on movies. I don't know how they let me watch that at 7. My brother and I are reenacting ripping
hearts heart
out
yes.
in the swimming pool because you could slide behind the ladder in the swimming pool and it was like you're in the cage and then you're Kalima-ing someone's heart out. I'm like 7.
No, I would not have recreated that scene at any age. The first Indiana Jones, right?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So I walked into that movie after he had started into the cave.
Yeah.
So we missed the whole walking through. We were a few minutes late with a couple of buddies of mine. It was so pitch black in there. I think we walked into like 17 people trying to find a seat. And then you finally get sit down right as the dead guy is on the grate, you know, the spikes. You're like, oh, okay. All right. We're here. We're good. But that was one of my favorite. I've often referred to life as being in that scene where you finally get the thing you want in life.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the idol,
yeah,
and then you hear this rumbling, and it's this huge boulder that's going to roll down and kill you,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to run and jump. I'm like, I finally got it. Oh, crap, here comes life. I got to run and outrun this. So I really feel like that is a good
There's a scene in
life.
While You Were Sleeping where the dad and the son are talking, and he talks about how you work your whole life, and you earn, and you know you fight the good fight, and you provide for your family, and you do it all so that you get one day of peace and everything falls into place and everyone is just happy. And it's just this one day, and that's what you're working for, like your whole life. So it kind of, they agree with you, I guess I could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just a much more dramatic interpretation of the moment.
Yeah, this is... Do you remember the movies Porky's? Did you ever see Porky's?
I remember seeing that video on the shelf at video rental stores, and I was not allowed to watch it.
We had to sneak into that movie.
A lot of us
had to sneak into that movie.
I bet.
Yes.
I thought Porky's was like Porky Pig.
If you
and had, so I was like, can we watch this? And Mom was like, put that back right now.
If you had turned the lights on at the St. Augustine Mall in the middle of one of the Porky's showings.
Oh, man.
And said, parents are here. It would have been like cockroaches scattering for an exit.
Nice.
Kim Cattrall got her big start in that movie.
She got something in that movie.
She got a big start in that movie.
A bunch of the actors from Porky's have now renounced it for being misogynistic and...
Yeah. You think?
Yeah. You think? That one, a bunch of the Breakfast Club people have renounced that movie. It's like...
By the way, did everybody watch the movie they were supposed to watch, Gone in 60 Seconds? Have you watched
that
it?
That is, I'm working on it.
I watched it this weekend.
I have until Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Tuesday's when we're talking about it.
Yes, we are talking about it, because the following Tuesday, I'll be at Planning and Zoning.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
April 30th is when we're talking about the original Gone in 60 Seconds. And it is the original independent film, which Mike did not know, and he had questions.
I figured it out. I found it on Tubi. So Kenny likes the drive-in. Kenny, when we were kids, we would find out there was an R-rated movie
mm-hmm.
where you would see things. And so we would try to get our parents to go to the G-rated movie. And then we try to position ourselves so that you could watch the R-rated movie while you were watching the G-rated movie.
Yeah.
Never worked out quite as well as we thought. In our minds, it was going to be really a simple plan.
Yeah.
But it never worked out well.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been to a drive-thru. I think it's
because my dad had turned the rear view mirror so only he could see.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Dad never did that.
Did you ever smuggle anybody into the drive-in?
Oh, yeah. We smuggled food in. My aunt would pop popcorn for like an hour before we went. Put a bag, put it in
the air popper? Oh,
yeah. No. This was like real good. On the stove.
All right.
You have this big bag of popcorn, throw it in the back of the car, and then we'd go in. And we'd have Cokes in the back of the car and everything. Because we could afford the movie, but we could not afford the food. Even back then when the food was cheap.
Drive-ins were dying when I was getting old enough to be interested in going to a drive-in. So I've never made it to a drive-in.
You've never been?
I've never been to a drive-in.
Drive-ins are cool. We had some down in Lakeland in college. We had a lot of fun down there. And there's one in Colorado in Montrose where we have family. So we always look and see what the movie is when we're out in Montrose because you could go see the drive-in there.
That's cool.
And it's a family run. Same old families run it for like 40 years.
So in Epic, when the virus that shall not be named shut everything down, Epic did drive-ins. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to get to one, but I was working so much. When everybody else was locked down, I was working too much.
Tim, Cousin Joe was cool. That's all we're going to say about Cousin Joe.
The statute
of limitations has run out for how many of his younger cousins he took to the R-rated drive-in movies. Cannot be prosecuted anymore for being a cool cousin.
Kenny says they have a drive-in in Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to do a road trip to Ocala, take my kids to a drive-in.
Take the kids, go see the drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. I didn't know what we were going to talk about today, but apparently we found something to talk about today.
We did. Movies.
We did. Movies.
Lots of movies.
Lots of movies, lots of stuff.
You guys fashion were choices.
Awesome in the comments. Thanks for letting us generalize about a lot of things. Davey, get over it.
And if you have any piercings or fashion hair color, I don't care. Live your life. Have fun.
We don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, you guys.
I just personally never pulled the trigger on a nose piercing because I was very concerned.
You guys be yourselves.
Yes.
Be yourselves. Be happy with who you are. That's the best thing. Mm-hmm. All right. This is, I almost said Uncommon Ground, but Troy's not here.
It's not.
So, no, it's the Mike
We're
Davis Show.
Typically on Common Ground.
We will be back tomorrow with trivia. We got trivia in the second half. And I did threaten to bring up all 70s trivia so Blake would have no idea what the answers were.
Well, now he's been working on it all week, so I'm sure he's going to kill us all.
I'll just do 80s trivia. He can't study everything. I know he's a genius, but he can't study everything.
He is a genius.
He is a genius.
That's Blake Blevins.
You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace out, y'all.